The internet changes everything, including death. Just ask Chuck Klosterman.
I think the internet did it. I think the internet changed my perception of death. I was going to the new Richard Linklater movie, Everybody Wants Some, and I look on my phone and Prince has died. And I was a big Prince fan, and, you know, for lots of reasons. Musical, but also because I'm from North Dakota and he was from Minneapolis. There was this weird connection, sort of, I guess, being in Wisconsin, same thing. But also it's like a certain kind of, like, northern Midwest. Like, I feel like our Midwest is very different than what most of America thinks of the Midwest as Iowa and Kansas and stuff. And this feels different, you know, more isolated. So I was like, boy, this is a real bummer or whatever. So I turn off my phone and I watch the movie, and I watch the whole thing kind of vaguely thinking about Prince. Not directly. I mean, I followed the plot, but it was always sort of there. But then I walk out of the movie and I turn my phone back on and I start looking at social media, and suddenly it feels like I didn't care about Prince at all. Like these people are acting as though that their whole life is shutting down. Like, I was able to go to a movie, you know, I got popcorn. Then I was like, well, this is weird. Like, am I an unfeeling person? Or is something going on with death now that isn't, like, these people talking about, you know, remembering hearing Purple Rain at, like, their eighth grade dance or whatever, like, they're only kind of talking about Prince. It was almost as though they were waiting for Prince to die. They didn't realize this, but they were waiting for Prince to die so they could connect themselves and their life to this thing other people sort of had a connection with. And that's not terrible. I mean, like, I feel like kind of a jerk saying, like, oh, how dare these people be upset by you? It's like, on balance, maybe it's good, but something can be good and still be weird.
Commentary from Chuck Klosterman. His latest book is called 10,